Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Deneen Milner here from GPB's Speakeasy with Deneen. In our episode called Beauty, I talk with three beautypreneurs who are changing the way Black women think about beauty and themselves. They are Pamela Booker of the company Coils by Nature, Melanie Yvette Martin of the style website Beautifully Brown, and journalist Alalia Bundles. Alalia, we should note, is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. Our conversation went on for a long time, and that meant a lot ended up on the cutting room floor. You can blame that on our producer, Sean Powers. I want to share some comments Melanie and Alalia had about premium products and prestige. Here's Melanie.
There's a lot of premium and prestige up-and-coming Black-owned, particularly Black female-owned makeup brands. And they are, you know, in these big box stores like Target. You see the lip bar in Target. And if not, they are on platforms that are prestigious, like the Lauren Napiers, who has this amazing skincare line. I mean, just organic, beautiful. Actually, I'm not sure if it's organic, but I know it's natural. And it's just healthy, and it takes... I mean, that's the care that she has put into her product for Black and brown skin. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And you can find her like Net-a-Porter. You know, like, I see that it's not only that we're growing and these Black-owned businesses in beauty and makeup are expanding, but they're also becoming prestige, mm-hmm. which is something that I feel Black women and brown women alike have been left out.
What do you mean by prestige? To explain to me what that means.
You know, it really... I mean, essentially, it's these products that the branding, the appeal, it is premium. It's almost luxurious, and it's essentially giving or offering a lifestyle for this particular brand that you might be buying into, which I noticed even just being a little girl, I rarely saw these really premium brands for women of color.
Right.
And that's no shade to any brands that were Black-owned. But I mean, really just premium, luxurious packaging across the board, or at least a wide array of them for Black women that you kind of see for others. So I felt like, you know, this is an amazing trend. Not only are we seeing the expansion in beauty and makeup, but we're seeing the expansion in prestige beauty and makeup, the Mintic Cosmetics. You know, right. This beautiful, luxurious line for women of color.
Piggybacking off of Melanie's comments, Alalia had this to say.
We could talk forever and ever, but when Melanie was talking about premium products and prestige lines, I mean, that's sort of the new frontier. And while Sundial Brands owns Shea Moisture, mm-hmm. That Melanie is connected to a Nubian heritage, and the Madam C.J. Walker Beauty Culture line that's at Sephora, they made a conscious effort to do MCJW as a prestige line, which mm-hmm. also means mm-hmm. it has a higher price
exactly.
point
right.
and then more expensive ingredients. But that's the area we know we're spending, but it is to have these products. Like, you can do the beauty hack and do the $5
yeah.
lipstick, but you know that there's something that's going to be a little bit different when you're paying more.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When you spend
and
a little more.
And I also think it's give us the opportunity to feel like we can be luxurious. I think for me, it hasn't even been product, because I've had some prestige products that do not work. But it's just like, I want to have a beautiful bathroom and vanity full of beautiful Black-owned, you know, brands that pertain to beauty. And, you know, I got to see so many, like, white women have that, you know, these
right.
white-owned brands that
right.
are in Urban Outfitters and really chic.
Right.
And I'm like, where's mine? You
right.
know? So I just feel like I want something sometimes that speaks to my lifestyle. I want to feel pretty. Like, I want
right. I want to feel pretty. Exactly.
Our thanks to Melanie Yvette Martin of the style website Beautifully Brown and journalist Alalia Bundles. You can learn more about them and hear our entire episode on beauty at speakeasywithdeneen.com. I'm Deneen Milner. Keosha Howard is our editor. Sean Powers produces the show. You can subscribe to us for free at gpb.org/podcasts and anywhere you get your podcasts. And until the next time on Speakeasy, be easy. Thank you.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.